Welcome to our very first podcast of Japan Business and Real Estate News. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager at Nippon Tradings. This week, we're focusing on the sudden changes of Japan's work culture as a result of the pandemic and where the country goes from here. Let's put Japan's traditional work culture into perspective. A study by the government in 2019 determined that virtually every Japanese company and one-third of all households still use fax machines, technology that dates from the 1980s, for a good proportion of their communications. Equally, the hanko is an unshakable requirement for every piece of official paperwork, and the imprint has to be physically applied in tandem with or in place of a personal signature. It's hard to imagine that an attachment to the fax machine, particularly in a country known for its technology, still exists. As for the long-endured hanko carved official seal, one doctor described it as a throwback to the Showa period, the era that coincides with the reign of Emperor Hirohito from 1926 until 1989. The inefficiencies were highlighted as doctors found themselves writing and faxing coronavirus reports and cases. One Twitter message read, "This is 2020. Please stop this nonsense, Japan." It also contradicts the government's guidelines for people to keep their distance from others in an office environment. So what's holding the country back? There appears to be a deep apprehension about computer hacking, data leaks, and the web in general. The older generation sees the facts as safe. That being said, business must continue to move the economy forward, and the new generation is not afraid of being without physical paper documents. More importantly, the government is paying heed to calls for modernization as a result of the COVID pandemic. The unprecedented challenge prompted a swift evolution of virtual hankos or digital stamps to online paperwork, a relief for employees enduring long commutes for hard copy paperwork. Without having to travel for the hanko seal, this paved the way for telecommuting or working from home. So much more efficient on all accounts. Here's what a couple of people had to say. "I am an importer of wines, and I used to spend a lot of my time traveling to different restaurants and shops in and around Tokyo to meet customers and tell them about new arrivals or what would be arriving soon. We can't do that anymore, so I'm working from home, and I spend most of my day on the computer or on the phone speaking with clients." Another person said, "At first, it was difficult. I've been doing this job for nearly 40 years, and you get used to a certain way of doing things, and customers are the same. But that's just no longer possible. I'm looking forward to being able to see my customers again once the government does relax its restrictions. But I've also gotten used to working from home, and I'm probably more efficient now than I used to be." Working from home also reduces the number of people crammed into commuter trains and reduces the number of people in offices by 80%. Now that the pandemic lockdown is easing, employees will want to continue their new way of working for a more flexible work culture, ditching the old ways of work and catching up with the more nimble rivals overseas. And that is our first episode of Japan Business and Real Estate News. We hope you enjoyed it. Send us your comments at info@nippontradings.com. Bye for now.